You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
And make leaps and bounds, jumps in their play, like actual NFL action.
Well, I mean, that's why, you know, we kept dogging Dylan and what we saw with our own eyes at these practices. And that's why I remember talking to Sean Salisbury about it when he came on the station. And, you know, Sean, I just trust about quarterbacks for so many years. And he was like, some guys are gamers. You know, and he's right. Some guys are just gamers. Some guys, when you get them in the game, they're different. Now, it wasn't the case with Dylan Gabriel, but the reality is that you have to put them in these live bullet type settings in order to try to figure it out.
And it would make sense. Like, I think Baker's a guy that's a gamer, right? Like,
for
Baker
sure.
Mayfield's just, honestly, by the way, even though he stinks to this point, I think J.J. McCarthy is another guy where it's like, to me, gamer isn't just, is he better in the game than in practice? It's, in crucial situations, does that guy just kind of put a suit of armor on instead of cowering? I kind of think we saw Shador. I don't think it's a coincidence that Shador's best play was on the final drive of the game where they needed to score, and he made a couple of big plays, even if he didn't make the big play to tie the game.
Well, some guys are just, I feel like they're just built differently, and when it comes to Shador, I think he made a comment in his press conference on Wednesday, and he was talking about basically like the whole point of life is to have pressure. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't like people are asking if he's scared or anything like that. It was like, no, like the whole point of living and where he feels best is when he has these pressurized moments. Like that's what he wakes up in the morning for, these type of moments. Whereas I feel like 99.9% of society, they get these big pressurized moments and they melt down like the Wicked Witch of the West. They want nothing to do with it. Whereas people like Shador, and I thought Baker had this in him as well. That's why Baker, you'd watch, he'd go 10, 11, 12 passes in a row, just bang, 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 bang. And you'd watch him just be his very best when he got in rhythm and the confidence was just growing. And then you wake up and it's like, oh, it's been a quarter and a half and he hasn't had an incompletion. I feel like Shador is that way as well. He thrives off of momentum and he thrives off of pressurized moments and being able to just to combat that.
Well, and I think like, We have a whole generation of kids that say they're built different and I am him and all this other crap. And most of the time it's not true, but you can see it on the field, and it's how you carry yourself in pressure. And again, like, that doesn't mean Shador's guaranteed to be a great NFL quarterback. There's a lot that goes into it. And listen, the Browns might be proven right. That Shador might be one of those guys who needs to sit, and by not sitting him, you're going to delay his development, and maybe ends up being like a Geno Smith type quarterback, where he's bad in the NFL for a couple years, goes and sits for a couple years, pops up at 30, and is suddenly a good quarterback, right? Maybe they are. At the same point, you can tell that, like, oh no, this dude really isn't bugged too much by this moment vibe. And I think that's the one thing I am counting on Shador, is just that ability to go out there and play ball and not get too high or not too low. Now, that's not the same thing as, could he feel the pressure of trying to show the entire NFL that they were wrong on him?
Sure.
I think that's also susceptible. That's, again, that's that double-edged sword of being a gamer and being tough as hell that we saw with Baker,
I mean,
too.
He still is human. That is a part of him, right? Even though I think he's built for this, I think he understands what he needs to do. He still is human. So like that's even the Isaiah Bond throw. You know, it's like in that moment, he makes that throw more times than not. Did he feel a little gassed up there? Probably. Maybe just a little bit.
Also, he was running. I think it's
hard. It's hard throw.
It's really tough if you're not like,
throw.
Running's hard is what I'm trying to say. Nick Wilson says running is hard.
Running while doing things, difficult.
Just running in general, okay. I would say. For me, running in general, not great. All right, now that being said, we also asked Baldy when he joined us in the previous segment, how many offensive players away is this Browns offense?
You need a left tackle. I mean, you need the next Joe Thomas, whoever that's going to be. I mean, you need that type of player out there. That would help. That would help Petonio, Pochick, Wyatt Teller, if they're all going to be here next year. I think you can find a right tackle. I think the running backs are fine. The two tight ends are okay. And, you know, you need some wide receivers that have some juice that can beat one-on-one coverage, you know, and can catch the football and do something with it after the ball. So, yeah, I think they're, I mean, defensively, they're pretty good. I mean, they're very good. Schlesinger and Graham were exactly what you could have hoped for. But, you know, I think you definitely need a left tackle. You definitely need a big-time receiver. So, I mean, I think that's where it would start right now.
So I tend to look at this instead of, like, individual starting players, mm-hmm. I think of, like, upper echelon players. The truth is, I think you're an elite quarterback away from being a passable offense. I don't know that that's Shador, but what I mean is, like, if you had a guy like a Jaden Daniels or somebody else, the whole point of those guys are they elevate the guys around them. And so I think that's the interesting test with Shador. If we take quarterback off to the side, I think you're an elite wide receiver and at least two strong starting offensive linemen away from giving a quarterback a chance to play well.
I'm really worried about the offensive line. I think this is Betonio's last year. I don't know any world that he comes back next season. I think you're going to need at least one of either a right tackle or a left tackle. And if you want to throw DeJuan Jones out there, I think that's a risk as well. So, like, what is that, three players in total? Mm-hmm. Between the offensive line, you can't return four guys from this offensive line next year. Yeah. That's a mistake. That's not good football to me. And then you need one premier wide receiver added to the mix as well.
And I think that would make Jerry Jeudy better. I think that would make Fannin and Njoku better. But I mean, I think there's this perception of, well, you're five offensive linemen away, you're two wide receivers. I think some people even soured on Quinshon, and then of course there's a quarterback position. And I'm like, listen, I'm not here to tell you can fix the offense in one off season, because it's predicated a lot on luck. But do I think the Browns offense should truly be this bad? No. I do think Jerry Jeudy's a starting wide receiver in the NFL. I think Njoku and Fannin with a right quarterback could be a lot of fun to watch mm-hmm. play together. I think Wyatt Teller's the only offensive lineman I'm carrying going forward, but I'd like to get a look at Luke Whipler just to see if he can play. Don't know why we're not doing that. So, like, I actually would count on DeJuan. I just would also bring in another tackle to kind of buttress him. So, like, yes, they are farther away because you don't have a definitive franchise quarterback. But to think that there's nothing there, there's nothing you can build on in the offensive line, I think you're wrong.
No, there's pieces. There's obvious pieces. I'm curious to find out how aggressive they're going to be. Like, A.J. Brown, is he going to be part of our conversations in the offseason?
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
I would be very surprised.
I mean, I would too, but I'm trying to figure out how fast we're trying to do this thing. And like we were talking about just trying to add premier wide receivers, someone like that, you know, just won a Super Bowl this last year and is on a team with one of the best records in the NFL and is still grumpy. I don't know how that would go here. I think that probably is a bad recipe, but also.
Well, you'll get 2,000 yards next year,
when
but you're going to win
desperate,
two games.
Yeah, but when you're desperate, you make these type of moves where you're like, I guess he can just be a headache and we'll bring him on. Like, how desperate are the Browns wants to add a premier player and to say, okay, here we go.
I think a lot of people have said, when it comes to the offense, how can you identify or evaluate the quarterback given what's around them? And I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's the all-encompassing statement. I also think it can be, how can I evaluate the offensive line, the wide receivers, and the running game if your quarterback isn't a starting caliber quarterback?
I know, but even like Baldy caught himself. Baldy was like, I didn't think Joe Flacco played that bad. And in my head, I'm like saying the numbers back to him, like not saying it, but saying it. I mean, are you sure about that?
Well, but that was four games. I mean, that's the beginning of the season.
But even week two, though,
offense should slow.
But even week two, he was like, oh yeah, no, he made a lot of really good throws. Just the receivers dropped the passes. Mm-hmm. And the receivers, you had a lot of drop passes. And I was like, that's the point, though, Baldy. Well, like that, in the essence of it, that is the point.
But I think it's fair to say Joe Flacco at this age isn't the guy to elevate the guys around him, right? Might have a great arm, but he's not going to save you from wide receivers that drop or an offensive line that can't block. Because he is, at this point, he's an arm, right? I think the thing that we saw about Dylan is he will not elevate talent. That's no disrespect to him. All the other things I've said about him are the disrespect to him. But specific to you don't elevate guys around you, that's a yes or no. That's an on or off kind of thing. You either have it or you don't. And the one thing that I would give Shador, the thing that I'm most interested in, is because he is a guy that other players tend to want to play with. He's kind of got that gravitational force, that personality that other players cling to. Because he's got that, and he just doesn't fear, right?
Well, like look at the names.
He has those throws he'll make across the floor. That's across the field. Those are the things that I think are exciting to wonder. Okay. Well, can that elevate the talent?
We talk about elevating the talent. Think about all the different near bubble practice squad players that we started talking about in the practice squad as if like, whoa, didn't know where this guy came from. And it was all because they were playing with Shador. Larvidan is one of them. Caden Davis, who they got off the practice
squad. Luke Floria.
I was going to bring him up next.
Haven't forgotten about him.
He was in the row of players. And people act like Luke Floria was Justin Jefferson in his prime. And it's like, that's not a mistake that these guys, these players, that it's like, well, who's really tearing it up in practice right now? Oh, it's all the guys that are working with Shador off in the corner. Like, it can't be a mistake.
I would like to point out that and I don't know if it's just a reaction to the people that bagged on Shador, which we can leave the door open for. Every film guy that I've heard, Baldy's one of them, Chase Daniel, Diana.
We like Chase now.
Diana, what are we doing? He said nice things about Shador. We like Diana.
Major flip-flop on Chase Daniel.
He still sounds like a dum-dum. However, every film guy.
I'm not that stupid, Diana.
You actually went to Missouri. It's a great education, Diana.
Let's put some respect on my name, Diana.
I think every credible film guy who watched Shador said, well, it wasn't great, but it wasn't as bad as everybody said. It's not as bad as the stat line. And they've said things like, he made plays. I think the hardest time in the game to make plays is after the game is seen, or after the opposing team has seen three quarters of what your offense is trying to do. And again, none of this means I think he's going to go out and throw for 300 yards on Sunday. But does it have me intrigued on this idea of, can you elevate guys around you? Because if you can, suddenly Jerry Jeudy is a lot closer to the guy who looks like a number one receiver or a fringe number one than a guy who's playing like number two. Suddenly, Quinshon Judkins can run the damn ball without having nine guys in the box at all times, which is going to make him better. Like, those even, are the things guys I like, think you like, watch for on Sunday.
Like Cedric Tillman, for instance, in my mind, I feel like he's going to have a big game on Sunday. And it's like somebody like Cedric Tillman that we just don't bring up anymore and we just don't really talk about. Is someone like that, all of a sudden we'd be like, oh, maybe he can be a legitimate number two in an offense. You just start talking about people a little bit differently when the quarterback play gets a little bit better.
And those are things that whether he throws for 300 yards or 125 yards, those things you can see. I know because we saw some of those things on that final drive and in the Ravens game. So I understand that no matter what this kid does on Sunday, there's going to be just a mountain of overreaction from every which way. And to that overreaction, there will be an overreaction to said overreaction. And then the response to the second overreaction will be an overreaction. I get that. But like, if the wide receivers look better on Sunday, I think that's something you can point to and say that's part of what Shador can bring to the table. Because I think he has a chance to do that. You never know until they get on the field. You don't. Right? You can see him in practice. We saw it with Deshaun. You see him in practice, and right. It doesn't happen in the regular season.
Right.
So you never know, but I at least have a little taste of that from the Ravens game, and certainly from camp, that I think has me excited to see, all right, can we get that for four quarters? Because if you get that for four quarters, just elevating everybody even 1% for the love of God, with this defense, this should be a win on Sunday.
When we go through the offense, I hate this offensive line. I really do. I cannot stress enough how much I hate this offensive line. But when you really tear this team apart and this offense piece by piece, there is talent here.
Yeah.
That's the confusing part about this. Why this has been one of the worst offenses we've seen in years in the NFL is because there's talent here. There really is. I mean, the two tight ends and Judkins alone should be enough for people to be like, all right, let's get excited.
216-474-0092 at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, how many offensive players is the Browns offense away from just being not stank? And a unique way to describe the Cavs' struggles in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.